Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The MBTA is recommending adding 20 extra minutes to commute times this week as below freezing temperatures continue in Boston and across much of New England. We'll get the full forecast in a few minutes. But first, let's turn to State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Secretary Pollack. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So overall, the commute this morning seemed to go pretty smoothly on the T. Commuter ferry service from Hingham to Boston was suspended because of ice damage to a dock. The Red Line was running at lower speeds between along parts of that line. How are you feeling overall about the transit system, how it's holding up so far?
So I think we're holding up well, and a huge amount of work is going into trying to minimize disruptions that directly affect our customers. But because it's so cold out, we do want to make sure that people know, since we can't control everything, that if they leave that extra time and dress warmly accordingly, they'll be in a better position should we need to delay their commute by 5 or 10 or 15 minutes.
Right. Now, Secretary Pollack, of course, we all remember the winter of 2015 when much of the T sort of came to a standstill. Since taking office 3 years ago, the Baker administration has invested all kinds of money in the MBTA, about $100 million to help the system respond to severe weather. What are the key improvements that should make it perform better in the coming winter?
So people may remember in 2015, we actually had ice encrusting our rail lines because the third rail heaters weren't heating them up. We've got all new third rail heaters. We're not so far having any problems with rails freezing. We had problems with the traction motors on the trains breaking down. We haven't had problems with those, and we also have a great stockpile of replacement motors if we need it. So we've made a lot of changes since 2015, but hard though this may be to believe, cold is just as bad as snow. The kind of cold we've now had for a prolonged period is sort of as hard to deal with as a foot of snow is. And so, you know, things like rails breaking are almost inevitable. But just to give you an example of how hard we're working not to disrupt our commutes, we've actually had 8 rails break on the exterior parts of the rapid transit service, but only one of those required us to put our customers into shuttle buses. For the other 7, we were able to get them fixed without disrupting service.
I see. So as this cold weather continues, and it's expected to continue at least for a few more days, what's your biggest concern? Just more of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if we're running 5 or 10 minutes late, that's way better than 2015 when service was shut down for days and even weeks at a time. But because of the cold weather, we just want to make sure our customers plan for that kind of eventuality because, you know, there's just a big difference given this temperature between standing and waiting for your train for 5 minutes and standing and waiting for your train for 20 minutes.
We spoke with Raphael Mayers with the Conservation Law Foundation. He says we need to be investing even more money in the T, particularly to replace old trains and buses. Do you agree with that? I mean, do you need to invest more if the money's there?
You know, we have an entirely new Red Line fleet on order, an entirely new Orange Line fleet on order. A third of the buses are new. We are investing. The T, for the first time, has a fleet plan and the money to buy it, but you can't buy new vehicles overnight. We're still running the exact same Red and Orange Line trains we had to run in the winter of 2015, and they're 3 years older, but the new ones are on the way. There's nothing we can do to spend more that will change when those new trains arrive over the next 5 years.
All right. Well, that's State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack talking about improvements to the MBTA and what lies ahead amidst this current cold snap. Secretary Pollack, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about this freezing cold weather as it continues this week and what's on the way. For a closer look at the forecast, let's turn to WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, who joins us via Skype. Hi, David. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So this has to be record-setting cold in some way, right? Isn't it? It sure feels that way.
Right. And that's the interesting thing, what you just said, in some way. You know, we haven't broken any low temperature records. So we haven't hit like minus 20, which would be the all time low for the date. But what we have done is stayed below 20 degrees for 7 days. So we actually this afternoon, we tied that longest stretch below 20. And, you know, that's cold stuff. Mm. The last time we did this was 100 years ago in 1918. So pretty amazing.
Wow. So what explains this? Is there some kind of big event out there with the climate that you can sort of explain this long streak of cold weather?
Yeah, so we don't want to conflate climate and weather. Yeah. But what's happened is that, and I'll try to be as specific as possible. There's basically these winds that blow around the top of the planet, and they become pretty strong in the winter, and they kind of keep most of the cold air locked up in the Arctic. And sometimes those winds relax a little bit, and the relaxing of the winds allows cold air to flop down out of the Arctic, and it happens routinely. But this year, we've had the flopping, that cold air really coming down in successive waves more than usual. So again, it happened 100 years ago. It's happened again this year. But that's why it's pretty much a relaxing of the winds up there, not letting things stay nice and tight to the drum, like when your washing machine's in the spin cycle, the clothes are tight to the drum. But when it slows down, the clothes flop. Well, the cold air is flopping out of the Arctic right now.
Interesting. So, David, I heard you last week. It might have even been on this program. And I think you were asked, so we've got this cold weather. When is it going to end? Okay. And you said, it's not clear. And here we are a week later. I'm going to ask the same question. When is it going to end?
Right. So we are going to get a break in the action a little bit, actually, during the snowstorm. So we've got a snowstorm upcoming for Thursday, and temperatures will warm up a little bit during that storm. So that's the good news. Then we get another shot of very cold Arctic air. Perhaps, in my opinion, this may be the coldest air of the entire winter. Doesn't mean that we're not going to see cold air anymore. But I think when we look back at the winter, what we're going to experience here Saturday through Sunday morning will probably be the coldest temperatures. Then we'll warm up a little bit next week and temperatures will get back towards freezing. I see another Arctic shot coming in sometime later next week. And then I think finally in the middle of the month, around the 12th, 14th, something like that, we'll actually get into maybe a prolonged January thaw where we have several days above freezing and be able to kind of thaw out a little bit. But I really think we're going to have to wait till the middle of the month to have a sustained period where we stay above 32 for many days.
All right. And give us a quick sort of snapshot of what we can expect on Thursday with this snowstorm.
Okay, so snow is going to break out in the morning, and it will continue all day long. The heaviest will be about 7 a.m. to about 7 or 8 p.m. Anywhere from 8 to 12 inches in the city of Boston, 4 to 8 inches as you get west of Route 495. So Worcester may be in that 8 to 9-inch zone, depending on which side of Worcester you're on. And then the further west you go, 2 to 5 inches, trailing down to 2 inches on towards the Berkshires. Cape Cod, the islands, they're going to be flirting with the rain snow lines, so only 2 to 4 inches there. Either side of the canal, 4 to 8 inches, depending on the exact track of the storm, and also a lot of wind. Potential for power outages, and with temperatures only around 8 to 10 degrees on Saturday and Friday falling through the teens, you definitely want to be thinking about pipes and what you would do if you lost your power. And that could be the most dangerous part of this storm. If power's out for somebody for 2 days and the temperature's at, you know, 0 to 15 degrees, that's a problem.
All right. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joining us by Skype, telling us about all things weather-related and all things cold. Thank you, David. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Anthony. Have a great afternoon.
For more on the cold weather and how it can affect older people, let's turn now to Christine Alessandro. She's executive director at Bay Path Elder Services in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And Christine Alessandro, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of risks do these extremely cold temperatures pose for older folks in particular?
Well, when we talk about older individuals, we could talk about folks who are over the age of 60, or we could talk about folks who are over the age of, say, 85. And for folks who are much older, over the age of 85, there poses really a significant risk for folks who are out in this very cold weather. As we know, you lose fat under your skin as you age, and that makes you more susceptible to cold, so you may be getting frostbite and not realize it. Plus, when it's very cold and if there's a lot of snow and ice, people tend to stay outside, or if they do go outside, it may be to shovel their walk, and that may not be the best idea for them at this time of year.
So what do you recommend? Is it just be careful, stay inside, stay off those icy streets?
Well, definitely stay off those icy streets and have friends and neighbors check in on you. If you do have to go outside, be sure you bundle up very well, including your face. Don't forget to put on your gloves. And if you feel just the slightest sensation of cold or even warmth on your skin, be sure to get inside quickly.
Mm. Now, of course, heating is a key comfort that we have in most of our homes. But for a lot of folks, affording heating in your home can be a challenge. I mean, how are you seeing that challenge playing out, and what are you concerned about?
Well, I'm very concerned about the fact that folks with the cold spell may be using a lot of heating oil and depleting their supply very quickly. At the agency, we usually have a number of requests for folks for some type of financial assistance to assist in fuel costs, and we are not always able to meet those requests, but we try and refer out to other agencies. Generally, if folks are on some type of heating assistance, fuel assistance, that will last them the most of winter. But with the cold spell this year, I anticipate we will be seeing requests more frequently.
Mm. And is there a concern that people could just use up the sort of allotment, I guess, of fuel assistance?
Absolutely. Mm. And what happens when folks are out of their allotment, if they are on fuel assistance, they have to turn to other sources, may it be a family member or a human services or social services agency in their community.
Yeah. And what's the best resource for folks to access in case of that? A website or a number or an organization? What do you recommend?
There are a number of sources, and I recommend for older folks who are over the age of 60, if they have that need, to contact their local senior center. There's a senior center in every community in Massachusetts, and they often have a list of local resources that would be able to help out.
Yeah. Now, Christine, as Executive Director of Bay Path Elder Services in Marlboro, what are you seeing? I mean, are things more or less under control in terms of helping your population?
Things are more or less under control, yes. We are seeing increased requests for transportation because folks don't want to drive in the ice and snow. And we are checking on our consumers more frequently than previous because of the significant cold weather.
Yeah. Now, of course, winter's just beginning. There's lots of winter left. That could mean lots more cold weather. We know that a snowstorm is coming later this week. What's your advice for the rest of us in terms of looking out for our older neighbors?
I would suggest if you have some neighbors that you know are a bit older or younger with chronic conditions or perhaps a disability, that you check on them. And that doesn't have to be an in-person check. Just pick up the phone and call them and make sure that they're okay, that they have food, they have their medications, and most importantly, they have enough heat.
All right. Well, that's Christine Alessandro. She's the executive director at Bay Path Elder Services in Marlboro, Massachusetts, talking about the cold weather and how we should all be aware of our older neighbors and family members in this season. Christine, thanks so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Thank you so much.
And stay with us. Coming up, what the tax cut means for your paycheck and some new thinking about how to keep your New Year's resolutions. It has something to do with gratitude and compassion. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.